Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Terrorists attacked an Afghan police convoy outside the capital, Kabul, June 30th, killing at least 30 people and wounding 50 others. Two bombs hit a convoy of buses carrying Police Academy graduates from a ceremony on the city's western outskirts. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the murders. The bombing follows the June 19th suicide attack on a minibus in Kabul, which killed at least 14 Nepali security guards. The cadets were returning to Kabul from a training center in Wardak province and were about to go on leave. The attacks were immediately condemned by President Ashraf Ghani, who called the incident a crime against humanity. While Muslims are busy praying during this holy month of Ramadan, the Taliban keep committing reprehensible crimes by killing innocent people and spreading fear and terror, he said. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul issued a statement condemning the horrific multi-part attack on Afghan National Police and civilians in Kabul. The first attack targeted new police cadets, with a second attack purposefully targeting the brave people who rushed to help the victims, the statement noted, adding this cruel and complete disregard for human life during the holy month of Ramadan is abhorrent. Our thoughts and prayers are with all of those killed and injured, as well as with the victims' families, colleagues, and friends. We will continue to stand with our Afghan partners and friends as they work to bring peace and security to Afghanistan.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.